This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Options for where to eat in Austin grew a lot last year, and 2017 is shaping up to be no different. So joining us to talk about some of the restaurant openings on the horizon is Austin American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hi, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
These kind of fall into two categories. There are new restaurants, and then there are existing restaurants that are opening new locations. So let's start with some of the new restaurant openings that you're excited about in 2017.
You know, it's interesting. We talk about, you see people write about the highly anticipated openings, et cetera. Of course, there's going to be a lot more opening up that we don't know about. So I just want to give that caveat. These aren't necessarily the most highly anticipated openings, because that's up to you, the listeners and readers. But they are ones that have caught my eye.
Thank you for making that point. So that said, what are you looking at, 2017?
Well, today, as a matter of fact, Kamuri Tatsuya is opening, and this is an izakaya, which is kind of like Japanese pub food, from the Ramen Tatsuya guys. So it is a new restaurant, but it is from operators that we already know. Of course, Ramen Tatsuya, one of the most popular ramen places in town, and they've moved into the old Live Oak barbecue spot. So they're going to use that and make some smoked meats. So
that where means is that again?
It's over on East 2nd Street, pretty far East 2nd Street, the 2700 block. So you're looking at ramen with brisket in it, and you're also looking at smoked duck and smoked mackerel and other dishes like that. Also on the east side is a restaurant called The Brewer's Table. The owner is Jake Maddox, who has a long history in the beer industry here in town and at restaurants like Salt and Thyme. The chef there is Zach Hunter, who's coming over from Fix, and they also have other veterans of the restaurant scene here in town. That's over on East 5th. It's going to be sometime this winter, and it's a beer-centric restaurant, and they're serving wood-fermented brews, and then they're pairing that and complementing it with wood-fired grilled food. So that should be interesting. Gattonero and Enoteca Gattino, it's a mouthful. Those two Italian restaurants are coming from the new Waterloo group that operates Sway and La Condesa and the South Congress Hotel. That's also going to be over on the east side.
So it's two restaurants?
Yeah, one of them is going to be an upscale Italian restaurant serving regional Italian food and Italian-American fare, and the Enoteca will be like an Italian deli and a little more casual next door. So almost think like Vespaio and Enoteca Vespaio down south.
Right, on South Congress. Yeah.
That's right. In Round Rock, PS35 is going to be a pizzeria serving New York-style pizza. It's from the hospitality group that recently opened Old Thousand over in East Austin, the Chinese restaurant. And the guy making the pizza there is Clint Elmore, who used to run a trailer on South First called 40 North that made really good Neapolitan-style pizza. So I'm looking forward to that. And one more new restaurant coming is the new concept from the Style Switch barbecue team. They're opening up in Dripping Springs, getting some help from Todd Duplechon of Lenoir. They've recently added to their cook team with a veteran of Friedman's Barbecue. So they've got a strong team there. They said it's not going to be Style Switch 2. They're going to add some Southern cuisine. And with Duplechon in there, you probably get a little bit of Cajun flair as well. And speaking of Duplechon, he's also behind JT Youngblood's Fried Chicken, which some folks will remember from way back in the day as being a local fried chicken restaurant here in Austin. And he's rebooting it. He wants it to be a healthy alternative to fast food with oak rotisserie chicken and homemade sides. That's over in the Miller development, and that should be sometime in the next couple months, I imagine.
Now let's talk about existing restaurants that are opening new locations, because some are obviously doing quite well, and they figured maybe let's expand.
Exactly. With the way the restaurant industry is right now, it seems like the people who are adding on and opening additional locations might be the ones with more momentum than newcomers looking to jump into the market. So some of the biggest names in town, Home Slice Pizza is opening in the North Loop neighborhood at 501 East 53rd Street, right there at North Loop. That's expected to be sometime this summer. Sway, the modern Thai restaurant in South Austin, is actually opening two locations. There's going to be one at Rock Rose at the Domain North Side, and then there's going to be one out in Westlake Hills just off Bee Cave Road. And I would imagine the line is already forming for that one. Jack Allen's Kitchen, he's kind of moving his Dimmy empire closer into town. You know, he's been good at opening restaurants on the periphery of town. Mm-hmm. He's opening up on Anderson Lane, kind of in between Mopac and Burnett there. And that'll be sometime in the spring. And then Easy Tiger, you know, the Bake Shop and Beer Garden from the Elm Restaurant Group.
On East 6th Street.
That's right. They're opening at the Link, which is right near that intersection of like 183 and 35, and it feels like 290 rushes right by it, and it's called the Link, and there's going to be several restaurants there. Easy Tiger is one of them.
Cool. Well, you can check out the full list of new restaurants and existing restaurants that are expanding. There's like 24 on the full list at austin360.com. Matthew Odom, thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.